In this bulletin, US troops begin withdrawing from northern Syria. Hundreds of Extinction Rebellion demonstrators arrested in worldwide protests. And New Zealand marks a divisive anniversary. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump is facing criticism from within his own party over his decision to withdraw US troops from northern Syria. Kurdish-led forces are worried the decision will allow Turkey to invade northern Syria. Mr. Trump says he'll impose economic sanctions on Turkey if it does anything the US considers inhumane.
Turkey, Syria, let them take care of it. Let them take care of it. We want to bring our troops back home. It's been many, many years. It's been decades in many cases. We want to bring our troops back home. And I got elected on that. If you go back and look at our speeches, I would say we want to bring our troops back home from these endless wars. And we're like a police force over there.
The federal opposition is urging the Morrison government to speed up the evacuation of more than 60 Australians detained in a Syrian refugee camp. There are fears the women and children will soon be exposed to much greater risk as the US withdrawal paves the way for Turkish invasion of northern Syria. But Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne says there will be no rush to evacuate the Australians. She says the government won't put Australian officials, forces or the public in danger, so any repatriation will only occur if it's safe to do so. Hundreds of people have been arrested as climate protests take place across the globe. Extinction Rebellion demonstrators are planning to take part in protests in 60 cities over the next 2 weeks. There have been protests in Australia, New Zealand, the United States, the UK, Spain, Austria, France and Germany. This protester in Berlin says Extinction Rebellion wants governments to take drastic action to address climate change.
We're not here for action. We are here to put the government under pressure. For us, a success would be for the government to declare a climate emergency.
Extinction Rebellion is a non-violent movement which has taken upon itself to get the government moving, to achieve climate protection goals and finally to tell the truth to the people.
Three scientists have discovered a molecular switch that regulates how cells adapt to fluctuating oxygen levels have been honoured with the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Their research is opening up new approaches to treating heart failure, anemia and cancer. William Kalin at the US Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Harvard Medical School, Greg Semenza of John Hopkins University, Peter Radcliffe of Oxford University received the early morning phone call saying they had won the prize worth the equivalent of almost $137,000 Australian dollars. Dr. Semenza says it's a great honour.
I don't think anybody can expect to receive a Nobel Prize. You know, it's there are so many deserving researchers that, no, there's no way that you would consider that, you know, something that's definitely going to happen. But you know, obviously, it's a great honor. I'm very pleased that it's happened. We're going to continue to do our research and continue to try to translate what we learn in the lab to new patient therapies.
A judge in Scotland has dismissed an application to force Boris Johnson to comply with a law aimed at avoiding a no-deal Brexit. The legal bid was an attempt to ensure Mr. Johnson writes to the European Union to request an extension if no deal is in place by the 19th of October. But a judge has found there is no doubt the Prime Minister has agreed to abide by the law, and so there's no need for what he called coercive orders against the UK government or against the Prime Minister. New Zealand is marking 250 years since the British explorer Captain James Cook arrived in the country. Cook and his crew on the HMS Endeavour came to shore on October the 8th, 1769, marking the start of colonial rule. But New Zealand had been populated by the Maori people for several hundred years prior to the arrival of Europeans. Maori activists say the anniversary should not be celebrated, as European settlement had a detrimental impact on the Indigenous population. To women's cricket, Rachel Haynes' first international century has helped Australia clinch its one-day international series against Sri Lanka, the 110-run win, which followed a 157-run victory in the opening match of the series, was Australia's 17th one-day international in a row. Haynes' 118 runs got Australia off to a good start before bowler Jess Johansson's 4 wickets helped contain Sri Lanka's run chase. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's mostly sunny in Perth and 34, 16 and partly cloudy in Adelaide, showers with a top of 14 in Melbourne. In Hobart, much the same, 14, showers also for Canberra, 17, shower or two developing in Wollongong, 22, similar conditions in Sydney, 24, partly cloudy in Newcastle, 27, hot and partly cloudy with a top of 36 in Brisbane, partly cloudy and 32 in Cairns, and sunny in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomellos for SBS News.